Okay, so all right, we had a big pre-shear discussion, so it's going to be a shorter shear here. But that might have been the plan, I'm not sure. But let's see over here. So we were finishing up the question of where he gave her the get, right? In three, we have three cases really. We have Kansi Shtar Chov Zeh. Right, he gives it to her as another document, or where he gives it to her in an asina grua, right, by giving her from his hip, or where he gives it to her when she's asleep, right. All three of these cases, the nesina is no good. But what? But if he tells her afterwards, according to Rebbe, it's good, right? It remediates the problem. As long as he tells her afterwards, hagiteh, then it's fine. Okay. Now, what about? Let me ask you a question. What about if he tells Aiden beforehand? Right, that's Rabbi Yonasan of Yochanan ben Gudgida. That it's not a matter of her needing to know, right? It's a matter of the Nisina has to be Batoris Gerishim, correct? So if he goes to Adam and he says, Haray, what do you say, Haray, you know, saying this, you know, get the Zel Ishti, and, he gives it to her, even if he says "Kansi Shtachov Zeh," it's good. That's what the Gemara says on Nunhei, right? It's not considered that he's mavatal the shtar. Yeah. But let me ask you this. Let me ask you a question. What would you say about the case of the Nesina Garua? What about the Sina Garua? The hip move. What if he says to Adim, I'm going to give her a get? And then he does in the Sina Garua. Would that be good? Same. So we know if he gives it to her when she's asleep, right? The Rishonim say clearly that won't help if he tells Adim that he's giving it to her. Because there's absolutely no Kabbalah. Because since she's asleep, there's no Shmiras Haget. Right, but the case of the hip is because even if they were a sukkah bosa inyan, as I said before, is because it's not defined as a maisa nesina intrinsically. But what if he says ahead of time to the Adam, I'm going to give her the get like this? Would that be good? So I could say it's good. I would accept that. But let me ask you another question. This is the harder question. What do we say in all these cases? Let's say he says to the woman, they're a sukkah bosa inyan, and he says, kansi shtarchov zeh. Right, take the shtarchov. So we say that's not a good nesina, right? But if he says to her afterwards, hagiteich, it is good. What if afterwards he said to two edim, that was just a get I gave her? Would that be good? Or is it dafka if he has to tell her after he gives it to her? In other words, what I'm basically asking is, is telling Adam equivalent to informing her of what she got? Or is it a different idea? Telling Adam can work ahead of time. But once you did it, the only thing you do is tell her. Let's think about why it works when you tell her. I mean, I guess that's what we gotta figure out a little bit better. So you saw the Ron? I mean, the Ron is interesting. I mean, because we were sort of when we were going through that sugya of the Nesina Garua, so we were saying it's not really a Nesina, right? Because since she's taking it, it's only in the Sina when he defines the his being makarev to her as the beginning of his Nesina. Right? That's why Asukin Bosa Inyan won't help. Right? Asukin Bosa Inyan helps when he does an actual Maisa Nesina. Right? Remember that was a svar over there. That the chiddush is that even that if they were Asukin Bosa Inyan and he gave it to her stam without saying anything, but he gave it to her, that would be fine. Because once they're Asukin Bosa Inyan, then it's like the Ramban explains, the sof is more on the tchila, right? Hochiach tchila soal sofo. That since they were talking about gittin, and the discussion about gittin now brings up the idea of nesinas haget. So when he does exactly what was conjured up in the discussion, then we'll say that the idea of Nesinas Haget is that the shame Nesinas Haget is chal on the Maisa that embodies the very activity that they were discussing. Right, remember that story? That you'll qualify the Maisa as a Nesinas Haget because you brought up the idea. And now you did the Maisa that corresponds to that idea. So then we'll say that it's Tofsa, we'll say it's Hochiach Tchilaso HaSofo. But if he does a Maisa Garua, so then that's not intrinsically a Maisa Nesinas Haget. It's only a Maisa Nesinas Haget because she's involved. It's only a Maisa Nesinas Haget because he is Koveya it. And defining it as bringing it to her, so then she's completing his Maisa. But it doesn't have, in terms of the objective tsura, the form of Nesinas Haget. But that makes the question more difficult. That if he gives it to her, as a Nesina Garua, so it's really lacking Maisa Nesina complete. It's really lacking Nesina. So how could it be that when he says to her later, Hagitech, it's good? But I understand if he does a real Nesina, and it just wasn't Betoras Gerishin, so then he can, before the Kabbalah, like we were saying last week, before the Kabbalah, he can qualify it, and then we'll say it was a Nesina Saget. But by by the case where he bends over and he leans into his hip, so he gives her the hip, we were really saying it's lacking in the Sina. It's not really a Mice in the Sina. It's not just not qualified with Torah's Gerishin. It's lacking in the Sina. V'haraya, Asukin Bosa Inyan wouldn't help. So now, how can you come later and qualify that which didn't seem to not have even existed? I can understand I did in the Sina and it was B'Torah Shtrachov. Okay, so there was no Kabbalah, so I can hop in and get it and make it Torah's Gerishin, but there wasn't a Sina to come in and discuss. But I'm telling you now where he gives her he gives her his hip and she pulls it out, so she's doing a Lakicha. So it lacks in the Sina. The only reason we said it's in the Sina is because he's defining it from the beginning. So here he didn't define it from the beginning. So how is that good? Right, Ram says, "Get shayim munach al arts v'amala tli giteich me'agavi karka v'not loso." Right, oh shayim kasher al yado o al yerecho v'shal lafto mimenu. So she just pulls it from his waist. Afal pisha amala achar shebol yada rei hu giteich. It's funny how he says it, right? Ain't no get.
Sounds better,
right? So it's two cases. If it was on the karka, right, and he tells her to pick it up, that's no good. Or he says, if it's in his waist, in his pocket, whatever it is, and she takes it from him, but he doesn't do any motion, right? And then even though he tells her it's your get, he adds that in, right? It's still no good. Why? And that was what was Gil's point last time, that it's better when it's from his waist because it is from him. Right, so you might think it's as long as As long as she got it from him, and now he tells her it's a get, so that's considered that she got it Bataris Gershon, right? That's why he says, even though he tells it to her afterwards, it's still no good. Why? Because of Vinosan. He has to be the Nosan. Lo shetika hi me'atzma. Vare lo nosan lo. Lo hu v'lo shlucho. So it's interesting. The Rambam doesn't have it like the Tur has it, right? The Tur has it that it has to be coming from him. From him. And from the karka is not good because it's not from him. He doesn't seem to care about where it's coming from.
You mean the Ron?
No, remember we did that tour last time.
Oh,
he goes through all
this,
the steps.
Okay, not
yeah.
Today.
The Rambam seems to say that if it was on his property, that would be from him. The problem is he's not a no-saint. That's the problem. The problem is not being a no-saint. The problem is he has to be the one who's doing it. Oval, he says, im hirkin lo begufo, hita yodo ad shesholfam haget me olav, ve'omar lo hareze gitech hareze get. So everyone learns, everyone seems to learn that it doesn't matter if he says afterwards, Hareze Gitech. When I first read the Rambam, I thought maybe he's arguing and holding that when you do the hit move, you got to do it before. But I didn't see anybody say that the Rambam is arguing about this, because the Mishnah implies that... that it's good even afterwards. I mean, it's true the Gemara doesn't say that with Rebbe. They're only talking about those two cases of Kansi Shtachov and giving it to her when she's asleep. But it's plain Shah, the whole Mishnah is one Mishnah. And when it says, Ad Sheyomar Law, it should be going on all those cases. So there shouldn't be any difference if it's before or after, even by Hirkin. And the Ran says it openly. The Ran says that Orek lo lecharze is in the Sinagrua. Mihu, he says, ki omer lo boser hachi hagitech afilo achashe bol yoda mahani divin nasan biyoda karinan bay. We have forgotten the Sinagrua, we should have left Klomi. Strange, right? It's called a Vinasan, even though the first Nasina was nothing. Where's the Vinosan? There's a Ram in the Perishnai, is interesting on the case of Matsoso Meachorov. He says, Ubitanai Shekvar Romaz Law Lakachto, Kishehu Biyodo, O Kosher Al Gufo. Like, he's learning that when the Gemara says, Orek Lecharze, it means to say he has to do some Maisa that is, that hints to her that she should take it. But not that it's on the karka.
Could you say something?
Doesn't sound like it. Doesn't sound like it.
Doesn't sound like it from the Gemara, but from the Rambam. Where does he mention that you have to?
He does. Doesn't he say that? I mean.
Oh, in the Yad.
Yeah. I don't know. Oval, he says, Acha shebol yoda ein amiraso mo'ila klum. Ein amiraso mo'ila klum.
In which case, in which he didn't give her remes.
Right. Must be, right? So he's saying he has to give her a remes to take it. And then what? And then he also has to tell her it's the get, but then he can tell her it's the get afterwards. It seems so. But if he didn't give her any remes at all, then nothing will help. Yeah. And the Rambam is not learning that he had, that being Makarev is Vinosan. It doesn't sound like he's learning like the way the other Rishonim are discussing it, at least. It's not like his moving is... That's actually what was bothering the Aruch HaShulchan. He says moving is not really considered anything. But the Rambam sounds like he's learning that he has to do in a, with a, he has to do b'maisa a initiation of her lekicha. That's enough. Doesn't have to be misayeya b'likicha or anything like that. He just has to do a maisa that initiates her likicha. So that's what the makarev is. It's not really a venosan. It's just initiating her likicha. If her likicha was her own, that would be a problem. I mean, it's the way we were discussing it a little bit. All right, but anyway, so let's get back to the question here. So what do you say? So I think it all comes back to the one essential idea that we're trying to develop over here, and that is that there's no real idea of Nesina per se. If you had an idea of Nesina per se, that as a Maisa is a required action, and it has to be a qualified action, you never get out of this problem. It's impossible. You'll never get out of this problem. What is it really? It really is not so much that there's a chiyuv of a maisa nesina on his part, but that her receipt has to be because of him. The ikar is really the receipt. It's not a mitzvah of maisa. It's not a mitzvah that he must perform a maisa of nesina. You understand? The ikar of the kiyum and the really the chalos is all dependent on her kabbalah. I don't mean her kabbalah willingly, but when she receives it, that's the culmination of the that's the completion and the kiyum of the whole process. But it has to be that he is the source of her kabbalah. That's what it has to be. He has to be the cause of her Kabbalah. You understand? So in terms of cause, there's no need for, it doesn't have to be that when he's doing it, it has the value. None of those things are necessary. You have to really look at it more in retrospect and say, from the point of her Kabbalah, can I now say that now that she has the Kabbalah, now that the Kabbalah is complete, did it come through anything other than him? Can I say that exclusively this Kabbalah occurred from him? That's all that he's really just has to be the source of the Kabbalah. If in terms of qualifying, if you looked at it like a Maisa, like he has to do a maisa, like a netilas lulav, and it has to be bikavana and all those other things, it's impossible. Because it was never done with the Torah's gerushin. In retroactively, it's not going to be done.
And that's why case is no good?
The karka case is no good, exactly.
Because it's not from him.
It's not from him. So I think that's what all of these... apparently that would be the machlokas from Rebbe and Rebbe Yeshua. He held there was an element of a maisa of nesina, and therefore it would be impossible to fix it. All you can do later is you can say he was the source of the final Kabbalah, but you can't say, because that's a factual question, you can't say that lemafreya he did a maisa nesina b'toras gerushin. By the way, you saw, for instance, like when she's asleep, right, if he puts it on her when she's asleep and then it falls off and she picks it back up, that's no good, because then it comes out that the Kabbalah was when she was awake, but the Kabbalah now comes from the his Maisa is no longer the source of her Kabbalah, right? His Maisa is no longer the source of the Kabbalah, and that's why even though she was completely asleep, so that was the Havamina, that maybe Rebbe really held like Rebbe Yeshua. The only thing is, he held as long as she's awake, then it can be a nesina that has the shame nesina, and it can be qualified later because it does have the identity of a nesina. But maybe he'd agree when she's asleep that'd be no good. Maskan is no, he doesn't care about nesina as a positive thing at all. It just has to be that the Kabbalah is from him. So even though she is completely asleep, and she's not roy for a maisa nesina, and what he does now is not really a nesina, because it's not possible to have a Kabbalah from that maisa. Doesn't matter, as long as it's to her gavra, and there's no intervening rishus between his putting it there in her Kabbalah, we can say the Kabbalah is coming from him.
How does the belt case work? The hip case?
Which one?
The hip case?
You still have to say, so you have to say that that it's a little bit of a trick question. It really wasn't really such a good question, in truth. You have to say,
sorry,
like the Rambam said, what's that? You have to say that, like the Rambam is saying, all he needs, even when he extends his hip to her, he still is initiating some kind of a transfer.
So why doesn't a circumbosa union work for the hip transfer?
Oh, because it's not a transfer of gittin.
Why?
Because that's not the paradigm of a maisa nesina.
Nesina baruch. We.
All right. Yeah. So we have to say when the Ron says afagav the nesina rishon alav klumi, he means in terms of the gerishin, in terms of nesina's gerishin. But his moving towards her does make some kind of a nesina. The only thing is, it's not a nesina. It's not intrinsically a maisa. It's not the ideal form of nesina. And the only thing that you say that mochiach tchilas v'asofo is on the ideal. Otherwise, you'd have to define what it is exactly, the type of nesina that you're doing. One last point. That this is something that we'll come back to another time, Blineder. But that is that the Rama says a very interesting idea. That when is it good that he can say later Hagiteich? Only if he gave it to her Bitaras Pikadon. You saw that?
Yeah.
He had to give it to her like something to hold.
This is the Torah, no?
The Torah.
Yeah.
In the Rama. But if he gave it to her as a Kenyan,
yeah,
then it's no good. So that validates, that's in line with what we were saying the other day.
Yeah.
That he's learning that the only reason why it's good is because there was no Kabbalah. But in order for there to be no Kabbalah, he has to give it to her dafka that she's holding on to it, not taking it as a kinyan.
Not a final
exactly.
Transaction.
So therefore, it's still in a holding pattern. But it's a machlokas in the Rishonim. It's a machlokas in the Rishonim. Whether it matters how he gives it to her. I think there are other Rishonim, as a matter of fact, say the opposite. He has to give it to her actually to take it. But we'll get into that another time.
Can't be an Indian giver.
Yeah, but the point, but the machlokas is, the question is, when we say there's no Kabbalah, does that mean in reality there's no Kabbalah, because the get itself is not a shtarchov? Or does that mean even in the maisa, in the scene, in her context, she didn't take it with a Kabbalah? The Ramah's machmir holds, even in her context, where she thinks it's a shtarchov, or she thinks it's something else, She can't take it with the feeling that if she does it and in her context there's a Kabbalah, then it's too late. Right? She could take it to as a bottle stopper.
Yeah.
Saw that? Bottle stopper?
Yeah,
that's it. So we have to think about my question a little more. If you gave the woman, if you gave your wife the get, and you said kansi shtachov zeh, and then you say to Adam outside of her earshot, that was a get, would that be good? We still don't have an answer. So think about that.
Seems like it.
And so Mustava, there shouldn't be any difference. Mustava, there shouldn't be any difference. Okay.